Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Advisor Tobi Hoto Ayemi stresses agritourism, market expansion at 5th Risoma Orange Festival. Zuku Valley fire rages into 5th day, Indian Air Force join containment efforts. Power Department to begin disconnection drive in Dimapur from February 5. And in Ranji Trophy cricket, Naglen lead Andhra after day 2. Now the news in detail. The 5th edition of the Risoma Orange Festival began today at the village local ground under the theme Abundance of Risoma. Inaugurating the festival, Advisor Tribal Affairs and Election, H. Tobihoto Ayemi, highlighted the village's strong potential in orange cultivation and diversified agricultural production. He commended the village youth for taking the lead and stressed the need for sustaining and expanding the initiative. He urged farmers to adopt modern technology alongside traditional practices to enhance productivity, employment, and economic growth.
Guy Kurigina, it is traditional wisdom, traditional knowledge over there. It is modern technology. It is Hanaze, or it is Milagina Kam Kurizumit, or it is probably Bishop produce Kuo Paralaga. Aro Bostikan to Amahan Laga method key as a it is Milagina or Kurizumit. The volume to increase Oboyo, employee Kuo Paribo, and that is how we can contribute to the state's economy.
The advisor said that the state government is prioritizing agriculture, horticulture and livelihood and called on villagers to make the best use of government schemes and facilities. Reaffirming the government's commitment to farmers' welfare, he underscored the importance of climate resilience, agritourism and market expansion.
I think it's time for all of us to work together to strengthen horticulture, promote agritourism, fund market opportunities and build a sustainable livelihood. So with the cooperation between the community and the government, so we can create an agricultural model that is productive, profitable and environmentally responsible.
The two-day festival features cultural presentations, games and stalls offering local cuisine, orange saplings and more. Currently, 470 of 570 households in the village are involved in orange farming. The village aims to expand orchards to 100 hectares in the next 6 to 7 years with an anticipated production of 25 lakh fruits. The festival is expected to generate 40 to 50 lakh rupees this year. The wildfire in southern Zuku Valley has entered its 5th day. The Indian Air Force has launched aerial water bombing operations using helicopters and bambi buckets to control the blaze. Meanwhile, government agencies, local volunteers and youth organizations continue ground efforts and drone surveys to assess the damage. The fire is reported to be moving towards Mount Essi, the highest peak in Manipur. The State Power Department will begin a disconnection drive under the Electrical Division, Dimapur, from February 5th for non-payment of electricity bills and other illegal activities such as meter tampering, hooking and unauthorized load alterations. The drive will cover all categories of consumers, including electricity communitized villages, and will continue on a regular basis until further orders. The department has urged consumers to clear pending bills to avoid inconvenience. Consumers with billing grievances may contact their respective SDO offices for clarification, while online payments can be made at www.dopn.gov.in using the consumer ID. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting, he said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah said the center has taken steps to make Assam flood-free and is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. The unveiled projects in Dibrugarh include the second Legislative Assembly Complex and MLA Hostel, modern multidisciplinary sports complex, wildlife health and research center, and rejuvenation of wetlands under the National Disaster Mitigation Fund. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The nation is paying homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 78th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On this occasion, a Sarva Dharma Prarthana was organized at Gandhi Samadhi, Rajghat in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu visited Rajghat and offered tributes to Mahatma Gandhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at his memorial. Every year, on 30th January, the nation honors the life and legacy of Mahatma Gandhi, who was the guiding light of the country's struggle for independence. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said the India AI Impact Summit 2026, to be held in New Delhi from 16 to 20th February, is going to be the biggest AI summit so far in the entire world. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Vaishnaw said more than 100 CEOs are joining in the AI Impact Summit. He praised the manner in which India has developed its AI ecosystem and termed it encouraging.
हमारे जीवन के हर एस्पेक्ट में एआई का उपयोग होने वाला है चाहे हेल्थ केयर हो चाहे नए मटेरियल्स की डिस्कवरी हो चाहे प्लानिंग अर्बन प्लानिंग हो चाहे अर्बन ट्रांसपोर्टेशन हो हर एक क्षेत्र में एआई का उपयोग होने वाला है और आने वाले समय में विकसित भारत की जो जर्नी है उसमें एआई का बहुत बड़ा रोल होगा.
The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the global south. Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct prime ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in this special series, we take a look at the six-laning of Chakeri to Allahabad section of NH2 located in Uttar Pradesh.
Laning of the Chakeri Allahabad section of old NH2, now part of NH19 in Uttar Pradesh, marks a critical milestone in upgrading one of India's most important national transport corridors, the Delhi-Kolkata Golden Quadrilateral. Spanning approximately 145 km, the project traverses key districts including Kampur Nagar, Fatehpur and Kausambi, linking major industrial, commercial and pilgrimage centers such as Kampur and Prayagraj. The project was sponsored by Ministry of Road, Transport and Highways and was sanctioned in March 2017. Despite its strategic importance, the project encountered implementation challenges, land acquisition complexity and statutory clearances related to forests and environment and pending disbursement of compensation to landowners. These constraints wreaked cascading delays across the 145-kilometer corridor. Recognizing the national importance of the corridor, the project was reviewed under the Pragati mechanism on July 2019, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. With the bottleneck address, construction advanced steadily across the corridor, culminating in successful commissioning on August 2024. By modernizing a vital national highway link through Pragati, enable coordination and time-bound governance, the Chakeri Allahabad six-laning project stands as a strong example on how strategic oversight can unlock complex infrastructure and deliver lasting socio-economic dividends. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
And in Ranji Trophy Elite Cricket, Nagaland put up a solid total of 366 in their first innings. In response, Andhra Pradesh reached 267 for 5 wickets at stumps on day 2, trailing Nagaland by 99 runs. The match continues on day 3 tomorrow at Nagaland Cricket Stadium in Sovima. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Advisor Tobihoto Ayemi stresses agri-tourism, market expansion at 5th Rasoma Orange Festival. Duku Valley fire rages into 5th day, Indian Air Force join containment efforts. Power Department to begin disconnection drive in Dimapur from February 5. And in Ranji Trophy Cricket, Nagaland lead Andhra after day 2. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.